time for a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without partying so hard your wife falls out of the golf cart you're driving, you're doing okay.
Oh no!
Yeah, that's James. He's 65. He lives in Florida.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, he was doing a little partying, a little drinky drink, got into his golf cart with his wife. She fell out, hit her head, was rendered unconscious. Good news, she's going to be okay.
Okay, that's good, that's good.
But yeah, when cops came, they noticed old James was a bit tipsy.
Oh, no, no, no.
And, you know, hey, he admitted, oh, yeah, we've been out, we've had a few, partying at the club since noon. It was 9 o'clock in the evening. James did fail some sobriety tests, so...
Okay.
Again, this
found
is...
found the culprit.
Yeah, this is a good example, and from the sheriff's department.
So nobody should get behind the wheel of any vehicle, whether it's an e-bike, an e-moto, a golf cart. If it has power to it, let's just not drink and drive
let's
behind the wheel.
Let's not do that.
Yeah,
yes,
so...
not do that.
It doesn't matter if you're in a golf cart, in something that's motorized. If you've been on the drinky drink, you should probably not drive.
Yes. Those e-bikes are dangerous, too. Yeah.
I didn't even think about e-bikes.
Yeah. Remember, Simon Cowell broke his back. And I don't think he was even doing the drinky drink.
Yeah, but, oh, man. How else are you supposed to get home from the club
Uber.
If you've been dropped off?
Uber.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Uber, Lyft, rideshare, all the things.
All right. Anyway, setting the bar. One of the stereotypes... Florida packed with a bunch of drunk elderly people driving around golf carts. Not necessarily not true, but...
But don't dump your wife.
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
Yes,
oopsies.
Yes.
Oh,
don't
no.
be like James, all right? It's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.